Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Anabaptist Perspectives. And we're here again with Cliff Schrock, and you're a teacher at Sharon Mennonite Bible Institute. And one of your classes is called Christian Evidences. It's a pretty in-depth class on apologetics and that whole thing. I know you spend 6 weeks on this normally in a normal class, but can you give us a short definition? What is apologetics and why is it important?
So apologetics is taken from the Greek word apologia, which was a legal term for talking off from or explaining, giving a reason for, explaining why something happened or what was going on. So it's a Greek legal term, apologia, from which we get apologetics. Apologetics kind of has two parts to it. You use the word Christian evidences, mm-hmm. and then use the word apologetics. Apologetics is a little bit more the philosophical part of it, the theology, the worldview, that part of the approach. The evidences is technically a little bit more the hard facts, the hard evidence.
Okay, kind of like science.
The science, the fossils, okay. That part of it. But the two very much go together, and they're often used interchangeably. So we kind of get confused with that sometimes. And sure. They work very much together.
Why is it important, do you feel, for your students to learn that material?
Well, one, I enjoy it. I enjoy thinking about things like that, and I enjoy sure. studying stuff like that. But Scripture also calls us to it. Jesus, Matthew records Jesus' words where he says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. We tend to focus on the heart and soul and figure that's about good enough. But he did say mind. So he wants us to have a Christian mind. Paul also wrote about being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the way we think is important in the thoughts that we have. Paul also wrote to Timothy and he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. So God created our minds, God designed our minds, and I think he wants us to use them well. And then finally, Peter said to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So he talks about how we should do it, but he does call us to give an answer, and that word answer is actually the word apologia. Be ready always to give an answer for, to explain why when someone asks you about, well, why do you do that? Why do you believe this? Be ready to explain it. Know what you believe and why. So that's why I enjoy teaching apologetics.
So how can the study of apologetics help deepen our understanding of Scripture and also help impact the people that we interact with? I guess I'm kind of shooting a little more for practical here. Because a lot of times, you know, some of this stuff can just be like just intellectual stuff. Is it practical for like day-to-day, our own study of Scripture?
So on a practical application of apologetics is one of the most often answered questions about Christianity is a subject of pain and suffering. And apologetics has a lot to speak to that question. And it's something that everyone faces at some point in life. Disappointment, loss, death. And all of a sudden we're faced with the question, why? If God is good and he's sovereign, all-powerful, and he's wise, then how do we explain the world in the way it is? That's a question of apologetics. And it's a very critical one, because as Ravi Zacharias has said, behind every atheist is a wounded theist. So at some point there was an inability to reconcile God as we understood him with the reality of life as we were experiencing it.
Yeah.
And it was easier to reject the reality of God than to reject the reality of life. And so apologetics becomes very, very significant. in very rubber meets the road sort of questions. That's only one. There's many other real life questions. Three big questions of life. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? That can be a question of apologetics. And purpose and meaning for life.
Yeah.
And you look at life around us and the purposelessness and the meaninglessness of life. Mm-hmm. And people are grasping why. Because they don't know where they came from and why they're here and where they're going. And therefore, they have no meaning in life. That's a question, can be a question of apologetics. Not only apologetics, but it certainly plays into those questions.
Sure, sure. A good follow-up question then is, I mean, clearly this is important, and people have a lot of questions. We need to understand the questions and how the Bible answers those. But it seems like for Mennonites, we tend to focus a lot of our resources, our, you know, the books we write, the different things that we produce are more often than not focused on, you know, Christian living and theology and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There really isn't anything on apologetics from an Anabaptist perspective. Maybe some, but not that much. Mm-hmm. Why is it? If it is this important, then why that shift in focus?
That's a legitimate point. And when you study apologetics, we have to borrow primarily from our evangelical friends and their writings. They've done some excellent work on a lot of these questions. Why have we as Anabaptists not spent as much time in it? I think we've tended to focus on loving the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and following the teachings of Jesus and making it practical in our lives. And we've tended to shy away from higher education and philosophy and, you know, some of those sorts of questions. I don't think it's all been a good thing. But we've tended to not give ourselves to as much of that research and discovery. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the way is more the course of life, the path of life. Truth, more the doctrine and the principles. Life, maybe more the emotion and the vitality of living. As Anabaptist people, we've tended to focus on the way of living. And the evangelical community has focused more on the truth orientation and the fundamentals, the seven fundamentals and the doctrine and affirming particular doctrines. We've tended to focus more on the way of life. Probably both have their weaknesses. And maybe we can both learn from each other. And maybe the Pentecostal community probably focuses more on the life and the emotion, and there's something to be learned from that too.
Moving forward, how can we come to a better understanding of apologetics, and not just a better understanding, but integrate it into our circles, into our Mennonite churches, so that we can share that with people who have real questions? What can we do to help change that?
Well, like I said, we'll have to borrow some from our evangelical friends and some of their writings, Ravi Zacharias, and there's many, many writers and speakers that have done a lot of good work on origins and pain and suffering and lots of those difficult questions. As a community, as an Anabaptist community, I think to see a lot of shift toward that direction, we probably have to be honest about the fact that we have some weaknesses. We don't have it all put together. We don't cover all our bases. And maybe there are some bases that we're a little bit weak on. And maybe being okay with a little bit of the hard theological questions. It's okay to wrestle with those difficult questions and to use our minds well and not just think about the practical things of how we dress and walk and talk and how we live life. That we live life the way we do because of beliefs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we people give up the way of life because they don't understand the beliefs behind it. And sometimes one of our faults perhaps has been that we pass on a culture without really passing on the word not really passing on the biblical truth. And that can be a weakness. And so we need to look at the scriptures, dig into them, and really seek to understand what it means, what it says to us, and how it applies then to our lives.
It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of study.
And just questions like origins. Mm-hmm. And some people kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, does it really matter? Well, I think it matters a lot whether we evolved or whether we were designed to be who we are. Some could say, well, okay, we didn't evolve. God used the process of evolution, so he was still involved in the process. Well, there's still some significant issues with that when you really stop to think about it, primarily being that death and suffering preceded sin. I don't know if all the listeners will understand the implications of that.
That's a pretty big deal. But if
death and suffering precede sin, there's a whole lot of implications, significant implications that go along with that, that we need to think about and understand, and understand what we're giving up when we cede some of these beliefs that we've held.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anabaptist Perspectives. For more information, you can go to our website at anabaptistperspectives.org, where we have a blog, and this material is also available in video form on YouTube and Facebook, both under the name Anabaptist Perspectives. This podcast is also available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Anchor. We would love to hear your feedback, so if you have any thoughts on something that was shared on this show, please let us know. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and thanks to our donors and partners for making this possible. We publish essays on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We also release these essays in narrated form as their own podcast called Essays for King Jesus.